day 37 of 40 days with Jesus. Acts chapter 1 and verse 3 says this. After Jesus' suffering, he presented himself to them, his followers, and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. Many convincing proofs that he was alive. As we've taken this 40 days journey, we've met several of the followers of Jesus who met Jesus post-resurrection. We have Mary at the beginning and her encounter with the gardener in that first day. We've had those two followers of Jesus who were walking away from Jerusalem on their way to Emmaus, and it wasn't until after a long conversation and then when Jesus broke bread that they realized who he was. For Peter, for the other followers, for Thomas who was doubting him, many convincing proofs. And it seems as if they were convinced, because we've got the rest of the story of Acts that tells us the outcome of their confidence and their certainty. But we face the same challenge, because without the resurrection, then Jesus was just another Messiah who'd come to try and help people, or maybe to con people. If Jesus hadn't raised from the dead, then he was just another tragic curiosity of ancient history. But if he was raised from the dead, then he is truly worth following. Remember the convincing proofs that you can hold on to as you too establish yourself on this firm foundation of resurrection that impacts your life now, impacts the life of those that you know right now, as well as for the future. We looked at a few things that maybe help us in this convincing proof, this evidence for the resurrection. Jesus' absence from the tomb on that first Easter morning. The fact that when Mary went there, when Peter and John went there, the tomb was empty. Well, there was no body there. We know that the tomb wasn't empty because the linen cloths were still there, the things that a robber would have taken if they'd stolen the body anyway. The stone was rolled away. The women, whose value as witnesses was considered to be distinctly second rate in the first century judicial system, they were the ones who first claimed that it was true. No one was expecting resurrection, really, despite what Jesus had said. The grave clothes were still there, as I said. They'd just collapsed. The headpiece had been set aside and had been folded up, which in Jewish culture meant, I'm not coming back to this place. There's a ring of truth, isn't there, an authenticity that emphasises that Jesus' body is no longer in the tomb. But had it just been stolen? Was it the disciples who stole it just to perpetuate this story for themselves? Was it grave robbers? Would they build the church on what they knew was a dead Messiah? Would the robbers have simply just produced the body when things got a little out of hand? And what about Jesus' presence with his disciples? What do you make of that? The various accounts from the four Gospels, the account in Acts chapter 1, in 1 Corinthians 15, Jesus appeared either to individuals or groups on at least 11 different occasions, numbering well over 500 people. There are many times in the Gospel accounts where Jesus appeared to people. On Resurrection Sunday, a week later, sometime later, with his seven disciples at the Sea of Galilee, with his 11 on the mountain, with 500 brothers and sisters, you can read about that in 1 Corinthians 15:6, or to James, 1 Corinthians 15:7. And now in this final few days, in Acts chapter 1, and in Luke chapter 24, verses 44 to 49. The overall picture shows not only the number of times, but also the variety of these appearances, to say Jesus is very much alive, speaking, explaining, teaching, challenging, inspiring them for the next stage of this story. The same Jesus that they'd been with for 3.5 years, recognizing his voice, his appearance, the fact he could eat, the fact he could be touched, the fact he still bore the marks of the crucifixion, yet also, of course, different. Something had changed, but it was Jesus. The Jesus who had been crucified, put into a tomb, on the third day had risen to life again. That's the testimony of the New Testament letters and the book of Revelation, as well as nearly 2,000 years of subsequent Christian history. Jesus is alive. We can be confident today and every day. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you have left me with many convincing proofs of your resurrection. I praise you that you rose from the dead and are alive today. Forgive me when I have doubted you, when I have neglected you, when I have gone astray from you, and draw me back to the reality of resurrection. In your name, amen.